One more time.
The Lord is good all the time.
Oh, I love that unity. Praise the Lord. Well, greet somebody different with a happy hello, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The uncompromising word. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. And I am. And I am.
And I am.
Who it says I am. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Good for you, church. You know, I find that kind of curious, and it's pretty neat that every time I make you repeat, and I am, you get louder. And I purposely didn't. I stayed in the same tone purposely. You know why? Because you just believe it all the more. Praise God. Yes, you are who this Bible says you are. Bless God. Amen. And so we had a good service here on Wednesday night, and I just got to reiterate something I had said on Wednesday night, because it really, I think it would hold true to this morning as well. But how many people in this room have ever driven a car before? Raise your hand. How many people in this room has ever been with somebody who was driving the car and you were a passenger? Raise your hand. How many people in this room feel a lot safer, a lot more safer, when you're actually driving the car as opposed to somebody else? Raise your hand. You are driving your own spiritual wagon. Amen?
Amen.
And that is so, so true. Pastor Sonny was on the radio this morning, enjoyed her teaching, and she was talking in line with the same thing. It's up to you to dig into the Word, to feed on the Word. Amen? And to get the Word of God. Well, it's the same for every single one of you in this room. You are the ones who are operating the wheel, the accelerator, the gas pedal, the brake. You are in control of that vehicle. Well, you're in control of your own spiritual destiny. Amen? God's done all He's going to do for you. And so it's up to you to take advantage of the Word of God. Amen? The communion table is before us again this morning. As you see, we do it the first Sunday of the month. And I just want you to know, this table it's not a table that represents man's works. This is a table that represents God's grace.
Yeah.
See? Now, for the sake of the teaching this morning, I'm going to emphasize, whenever I use grace, I'm going to put another word in its place, and it's totally justifiable. I'm not doing any disservice to this word, grace. But instead of using the word grace, I'm going to use what grace, one of its definitions, is this morning, and that is favor. Say favor.
Favor.
So this table this morning is not a table representing religious works, but rather God's favor. Amen. Say favor.
Favor.
Amen. Because some people think that if they do an outward act and religiously take communion, and if they do certain outward acts to appear as though they're religious or spiritual, that's going to earn them, or they deserve, to be in heaven. But this table actually is here to remind us, as Jesus said, when you take this, remember me. Amen?
Amen.
Well, it's a table to remind us that we are in God's favor.
Amen.
So let's look this morning to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll start there. And I want to just really drive home a point today, about how we, as Christians, are so blessed and to be in God's favor. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, you'll notice that as people prosper in the things of God, you'll see an outward sign of that prospering in the things of God by the outside thing, by the progressive increase in their lives in every area.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
They become healthier. They become wiser.
Amen.
They become materially blessed. Favor is increasing in their lives. You, church, are a church that's been blessed with the knowledge of favor, God's favor on you.
Oh,
and the more you realize it, the greater you receive it. That's what it's all about. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 says, "You therefore, my son or my daughter, be strong in the favor that is in Christ Jesus. Amen? Be strong. There's a Greek definition of this word favor that says it's a divine influence of the heart. Oh, that's good. A divine influence of the heart. The spirit man. Amen? See, works would have you use your little brain. But thank God, a divine influence of the heart means that you've got this divine illumination from a revelation, revealed truth in God's word, that you have what? Grace, favor upon you by way of what? Christ Jesus. That's why we're so blessed. When we become Christians that acknowledge us, we just abound in blessings. And so what is it saying? This table is saying you can't work to salvation. You can't work or earn salvation. You don't deserve salvation. You don't deserve it. This table says that what? By God's favor, you obtain it. You receive it. Amen? See, some people think, well, the Bible's been given to us so we know how to get to heaven. Well, listen, if it's just God's will, just His will, that for when you die, you get to go to heaven. If that's all it's for, the Bible, well, guess what? The next time we do the water baptism, I'll just hold you down a little longer than usual. So I'll just say, Brother Rick, you see any more bubbles? No, I don't see any bubbles, Pastor. Praise the Lord, thy will be done. Next. If that's all it's for, really? Amen? Because listen, it's supposed to be like Pastor Sonia said, a living, active part of your life. You, those of you don't raise your hand because I don't want to be discouraged. Oh, because every hand would go up. Never mind that last thought. But last night I pray you watch Rhema Praise. Watch Rhema Praise, 9 o'clock Saturday night. Trust me, there's nothing else on. It's all garbage. Amen? Yeah. Watch Rhema Praise, 9 o'clock Saturday night. Write it down. That's our pastors, praise God. And Pastor Hagin was talking about how the Word of God is alive. Amen. It's alive. That means it's filled with energy. That means that it does something. It influences you. Amen? Yeah. To react and act upon what it says, praise God. So in other words, we're supposed to have a living, living lifestyle of the Word. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
It's actually living and working and moving and having its way in our being. Praise God. Some people think we're nuts. Yes, we're cuckoo for Jesus Christ. Cuckoo for Jesus Christ. I'm cuckoo for Jesus Christ. And the crazier you get about these things, man, stay in line with the Word of God. Don't get way out there, but stay in line with the Word of God. Great things happen. You can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You can cast demons out of people. Amen. You have no fear. You have nothing but faith and confidence. And everywhere you go, you are a blessing waiting to happen because God's favor is in your life.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Joseph was highly favored. Amen? And God exalted him. God exalted him. He was highly favored. God wants you to abound in favor so that what? So that He can exalt you in this life. Say this life. He wants to exalt you in this life to bring you way far above than anything you could ask or think. Why? Because then He gets the glory. We sing that song, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord, He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Amen. Woo, yeah, good stuff, man. Look at 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. I'm enjoying this radio program. I thank God for the sponsors who sponsored this. God bless them abundantly. And He is. And He is. I talked to some people in this church that sponsored this program. And I'll tell you what, both their businesses are blooming. They are over their head in all kinds of work. That's God's favor on them. Amen. Because there's principles to giving and there's promises because of it. That's what 2 Corinthians 9:8 is all about. And God is able to make all favor abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Amen. That, my friends, is the promise of giving.
Amen.
Now, if you just back up to verse 6 right there, it'll give you the principles for giving. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart. In other words, you want to be cheap, you're going to get cheap. You want to give good and give a lot by way of God's grace, favor on you. Watch out, man, because it's coming. You're going to get an abundance. Amen? And it says not grudgingly, but with a or out of necessity. But God loves a cheerful giver. Just give it out of your heart. Amen? These are the principles. The principle is don't sow sparingly. The principle is don't give grudgingly, but give from a cheerful heart because you love God. And what happens? Verse 8, and God is able to... He's able.
Amen. Yeah.
Wait a minute. And God is able.
Amen.
That's another way of saying it. And God can.
Amen.
God is able now. You've locked into a principle in His Word. And God is able to make all favor. Woo! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. People need to know this, amen? They need to know this. And there's some Christians that know, well, yeah, God is able, but will He? Of course He will! Of course He will! Amen? Peter said, grow in favor. Look at 2 Peter. Praise the Lord. Hebrew, James, Peter. 2 Peter. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love this church. What great things God's doing. 2 Peter. Look at chapter 1. Verses 1 and 2. How do we grow? How do we grow in favor? Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ, favor and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. Pastors taught this numerous times, Pastor Sonny. In the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Both are important. God and Jesus. Amen? Favor. Favor be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus. This is how you increase in favor. So what are we saying? We're saying you need to grow and understand that in your thinking, you're going to get favor-minded. Woo! When you get favor-minded, you start lining your pea brain up with your heart, which the Word says, you are blessed abundantly. You have favor wherever you go. Amen? Listen, D.L. Moody said this, the law tells me how crooked I am, but favor, or God's grace, we'll use favor, favor straightens me out.
Amen.
Think about that. The law tells me how crooked I am, but favor straightens me out. And that's so true. Aren't people who are bound to the law in a crooked place, if you will? They're bent over in bondage. But when you realize about God's grace, His favor is on you, it straightens you out.
Amen.
Stop walking around like this. That's right, Jack. That's right. God's favor is on us. Listen, if you can be strong in favor, then you can be weak in favor. And you can actually fall from favor. Look at Galatians chapter 5. If you're glad you came, say amen.
Amen.
Good for you. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. Because you got favor. I've seen people fall from favor. Oh, it's so sad. But they fall from favor. If you can be strong, you can be weak. And if you can be weak, you can fall. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Look at verse 4. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. Listen. You're a debtor again to keep the law. If you fall from grace, you place yourself back under judgment. But His love gave you favor. Why would we ever want to do that? Why do people rebuke it? Why do people say, no, I'm going to stick with this law business. I'm going to be under the Old Testament and stay with the judgment of God on me. Why? When the New Testament came and Jesus Himself said, I've come to give you a new and better covenant. You can't get much better than God's favor on you. And your works are totally irrelevant. You can't earn. You can't deserve. There's no way you can feel you have self-righteousness enough to get you into heaven. It ain't going to happen. I don't care how righteous you think you are unrighteous. You are as a filthy rag, the Bible says, without Christ. God's favor is on us, church. Amen?
Amen.
It's on you. So there you are. Let's go to Romans chapter 11. Because this is important. Romans chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of favor. Now, I'm not going to use, instead of grace, I'm going to use favor. It's the same thing. An election of favor. And if by favor, then it is no longer by works. Otherwise, favor is no longer favor. Do you see that? The word says that. You have been elected by God in his favor by way of love. And if you're going to rebuke favor, then you're back in works.
Yeah.
If it's no longer favor, it's no longer favor. So in other words, if you're trying to work your way into the kingdom of God, if we're going to go ahead and just shove this all aside and do our own thing to get to God, you just said no to favor. It's no longer favor. You're back into works. Amen?
Amen.
Trying to do good works, trying to do something to please God, it just won't work. And people are just stuck in this place where they're working and working. It's not about work. It's about favor.
Amen.
It's about favor. Amen?
Amen?
We obtain mercy and faith. Mercy and favor. Now, I'm going to say something. Blow the religious socks right off of some people who hear it. If you think you can work your way into God's kingdom, that is a disgrace. Hear me out. If you think you can work, you can do your little religious works and work your way into God's kingdom, that is a disgrace. The word disgrace defined, pay attention now, you ready? Disgrace, get this, is disfavor. Think about it. That person dissed me. Well, disgrace means you're going to dis God's grace. You're going to have disfavor in your life. The Webster's Dictionary says this: disgrace is a state of being in disfavor. You wonder why religious people aren't flourishing in life. I'm talking about in life, because they're not able to use favor, God's word, in their life. They're trying to do religious works. And listen to me, I don't care how many homes they own, how much land they own, how much money they have, there is no favor operating in their lives. Their little hearts don't have what? Peace. You can't have peace without the King of Peace, the Prince of Peace, Christ, in your heart. But God doesn't want us just to stop there. He doesn't want us to just have Jesus. Okay, you win. Bing, bing, you got Jesus. Yay, yahoo, you're all done. No! He wants us to understand, be thinking, favor thinking, favor thinking. Listen, if you're favor thinking and the more you prosper, who benefits? God. In every area of your life, he benefits. Because you're going to be a living epistle of love wherever you go. Amen? Disgrace, the state of being in disfavor, loss of favor, shame, dishonor, reproach, to dismiss from a position of favor. People are dismissing their own positions of favor by trying to do works, trying to be religious, aren't they? Favor is approval. It's to the advantage. Boy, is that true. It's to one's credit. Get this, favor, defined, Webster's Dictionary, goodwill. Say goodwill.
Amen.
Now go to Luke chapter 2. Just two more scriptures and we'll close. Did somebody crank the heat? Seems like it's getting hot in here.
No.
If you're hot, say amen.
Amen.
If you're not hot, say amen.
Amen.
Ladies win. We're just going to have to start coming to church in our bathing suits, guys. Luke. Luke chapter 2. What did we just say? Goodwill. Say it again. Goodwill.
Goodwill.
Okay. It's so funny. The word, God announced this by way of angels way, way, way back in time. And we all do right over our heads. But not anymore. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Look at verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, that's more angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So you could say this, glory to God in the highest, peace and favor toward men.
Amen.
Isn't that what happened?
Yeah.
God's favor was bestowed on us. Praise the Lord. Favor. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and look at this last scripture, Ephesians chapter 2. Just trying to build you up to get some favor thinking going on in this church. Yeah. And keep going.
Good.
There's favor in the house.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Listen, it's not just a coincidence that the economy right now is on shaky ground. And we see it all over TV, and I would encourage you to pray for people. You see in down in Alabama and all over the place with the tornadoes that came ripping through there. Pray for them. Could you imagine your house not being there anymore? Gee, I'll tell you, that's a tough one. I got upset when I got to repair a little piece of wood in the house, and then the whole house is gone. Pray for these people that are out there, amen? And there's people all through the economy. You watch TV, the economy's hurting financially, and people are out of jobs, they have no money, people are just, it's not a good thing. All the gas prices are going up, $4 or $5 a gallon. What do we got to do? Oh, well, you got a choice. Wring your hands like the world and go, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, my God, this is horrible. Oh, my God. You can wring your hands all you want till they bleed. It ain't going to change anything. You can do this, though, if you're a Christian. You could say, praise God, I got favor.
Amen.
It's no accident that people in this church are still working and being promoted.
Amen.
It's not an accident that these people that I just talked about that sponsor the radio program happen to be tithers and givers in this church as well, that they're prospering in their businesses.
Amen.
While other people's businesses are folding.
Yep.
It's no accident. No, no, no. They're in favor in God's kingdom. Because they believe the word of God, they act on the word of God, and it's alive in their lives. Amen?
Amen?
It's favor, guys. We are in favor with God. Well, don't just stop and say, okay, I'll take the Fruit Loops or maybe some Apple Jacks, and that's good enough for me. No, you can have it all.
Amen.
You can have it all. Don't just stop at one place. Keep on thinking favor thinking, man, and watch what God can do. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, because this is so good. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. See that? You once walked according to the what?
The
course of this world. Yeah, that's a dead person. That's a person that's dead to God. That's a person who's spiritually dead to God. He walks according to the course of this world. Who's the prince of the power of the air? Who has authority in the world system? The devil. Now, you can make a decision. You can go ahead and line yourself up with his path, Christian, or you can say, no, I'm not walking according to this anymore, according to the course of the world. Amen? Let's read on. You once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That's the devil. The spirit of now that now works in sons of disobedience. Among whom also we all once had conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But God, I told you before, anytime you say but, you just negated everything before it. You don't say, I'm sorry, honey, I acted like an idiot, and I got mad, and I yelled at you, and it was just so wrong that I raised my voice, and I'm a jerk, I shouldn't have did that, but, you made me mad. But, you should have had my supper ready. But, I was hungry. You just negated your whole apology before that. Well, the same thing holds true with the Word of God, man. You were, but God. But means all of it before it is gone out of your life. What's gone out of your life? You were dead. You're now spiritually alive. What else has gone out? You once walked to the world system. You don't walk according to the world system anymore. Amen? It's out of your life. You once were a subject to the prince of the power of the air. Praise God, you're not anymore. You're not anymore, amen? You once were a person who lusted after his own flesh. You had the lust of the flesh living and reigning in your life, but not anymore. You're not under any lust of the flesh. Why? Because the temple, your temple, the Bible says the Holy Ghost dwells in your temple. And so therefore the power of God is on the inside of you to tell your flesh, no, it's not going to be three Big Macs. You once were nature, by nature, children of wrath. The Bible says this. And we just said in the beginning, I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. I am what it says I am. Well, do you believe that? Because I'll tell you what, the Bible says you used to be a child of wrath by nature. But something happened. Something happened. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, there you go. Not because of your works. Not because you've been a good person. Not because you deserve it. Not because you've earned it. But because of his great love alone. There are people still in the bondages of religion. The bondages of man's way of coming to... No. God loved me, period.
Amen.
By his great love. We just read it, church. By his great love with which he loved us, not by works. Amen?
Amen.
Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive. Say alive.
Alive.
He made us alive together with Christ. For by favor you have been saved. And raised us up together. Made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show... Hallelujah. The exceeding riches of his favor in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by favor you've been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It is the gift of God, not of works.
Amen.
That's what this table says. That's what this table says. God's favor was bestowed upon us by way of his Son, Jesus Christ. How many of you saw the royal wedding or some of it? Did you see some of the royal wedding? At first I was like, God, what do I care? I'm not British. And then I started watching it, and I'll tell you what, I saw something there that made me kind of sit up straight. I saw some respect for marriage. Me and Pastor Sonia listened to the priest, we listened to the minister who was actually performing. Did you see the marriage ceremony? Did you hear what the priest minister said? I keep saying priest because he's in a long gown, but he's not. They were exalting Jesus Christ. It was really good. It was nice. He almost did a better job than me, but close. Just kidding. But no, it was very, very good. And I looked and I saw this handsome man and this beautiful woman and the respect for holy matrimony come together. And it was like, they look like to me like king's kids. Well, they are. But I mean in the spiritual sense. It looked like God's hand was on that couple. To me, it just seems so majestic. It seems so honorable. And royal. Royalty. Well, there you go. I'll tell you, pilgrim. If you want to know who you are, you better listen to the word. Did you know that John Wayne was born again?
Yeah.
He's in heaven.
Amen.
There you go. Royalty. Now, I'm no impersonator of John Wayne, but I'll tell you what. You are king's kids. All that stuff and stuff you saw on TV, that royalty and stuff, it's in you.
Amen.
It's in you by way of Jesus Christ. Wow! His favor! It didn't come because we earned it. It didn't come because we deserved it. Amen? His favor came because of his only son. So why did he give his favor to us? Why did he give his son to us? Did we earn Jesus? No. Did we deserve Jesus? No. Yeah. Just because he loved us. For God so...
loved.
What?
Loved.
One more.
Loved.
Yep. For God so loved. You disgrace Jesus. You disgrace our God when you think you have to work your way into his kingdom. Because it's disfavor. When really, you just say, thank you, Jesus, for your works. For your work on the cross. For your work of busting hell wide open and coming up out of that grave. Thank you. That's the work that I look at and say, because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's favor is in my life. I am saved by way of his love. Now because I have it, I've obtained it, I've received favor, I'm going to stand fast in it. Amen. Don't you know the enemy would love to have you move away from that, move away, fall away from God's favor. Why? Because he knows what you're going to get. He knows the favor is going to cause you to be exalted above measure. Amen. And who gets the glory? God. And who gets mad? The devil. Don't slip away, guys. You're not here just to, like I said, we'll just go ahead and put you in the, and get you under the water for a while and then you go to heaven. That's not it. No. No. You're here for a reason, for a purpose. God's favor is upon you. When you take this communion this morning, you're saying yes to God's will in your life. Amen? And it's more than just being saved. No, it's more like being some favored son of his or daughter that just shows glory to God wherever you go. Increase in your favor thinking. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Don't look at the outside circumstances. Pastor Tara said it. Don't look at that stuff. Right. Look at either that's true or the Bible is, and I'll believe the Bible any day. Yeah. Listen, how much more credit and glory will God get if right in the midst of an economic famine, you guys are prospering?
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah, amen?
Yeah.
Look not at the things you see. They're temporal. Look at the Word of God. It's eternal. Use this. Use the tool God gave you, your mouth, and say things like, I am favored. Wherever I go, I'm favored. God's grace, his favor is upon me. I have accounted towards me. I have credit. God's credited me with his favor. All I have to do is tap into it. Stay in it. Be strong in it. Grow in it. And obtain all the blessings that God has for me. Amen? That's you, church. That's you. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Come on, Mr. Gary, let's hit the keyboards with our fingernails. And I'm going to go ahead and pray.